Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with RE/MAX Today in downtown San Carlos. First, I'd like to wish everyone out there a Happy New Year's and appreciate everyone who has, over the last few months, logged on faithfully every week to San Carlos Blog, and more specifically, those that have been listening to the podcast and have appreciated all of your nice comments, and see if we can do the same for 2008. This is the 2008 San Carlos Blog Real Estate Preview, and this podcast will go on a little bit longer than most have in the past, just because there's an awful lot to cover. Today we're going to look at sort of a synopsis of the 2007 real estate market in San Carlos, as well as a preview for 2008. And there's obviously a lot going on in the housing market right now. Some will affect San Carlos, some of it won't, and we'll go ahead and examine all of those factors, and we're going to start with the 2007 year in review for San Carlos real estate. So the best place to start when looking at 2007 is obviously the numbers. And the numbers that we'll talk about here relate to single-family residences. In San Carlos, $320 million worth of single-family residences changed hands in 2007. The average sales price of $1,175,000 and the median sales price of $1.1 million. The average days in the market was 30 days for those homes that sold, and the percentage of asking price was 101.8% of the final ask price was the average for people in the offers that they received for their home. So compared to what's going on all around us, and especially other parts of the country, San Carlos had truly a remarkable year, and I think this is due to a variety of factors that we'll get into a little bit later. But San Carlos for 2007, it would be tough to beat. And that's nationwide, and certainly within the Bay Area, San Carlos held its own and would be near the very tip top of the list in terms of cities that came through the mortgage crunch really unscathed. And that sort of leads into the question that I get asked most frequently right now, and that is, how has San Carlos come through this unscathed? And people hear about, you know, obviously the national news and it being so terrible, which it is in certain parts of the country. And they even hear parts of the East Bay where you literally cannot give a house away right now. And that is absolutely true. And parts of San Jose have suffered heavily. And so what is it about San Carlos and that has made it so successful during this downturn? And that's a loaded question. Number one, I would point to, obviously, its location, Mid-Peninsula. And then there, once you get into the Mid-Peninsula cities, there's some that are just a little bit more desirable than others. And that has really helped float the San Carlos market. And San Carlos is not alone in seeing, you know, decent numbers this year. Belmont certainly has seen them. San Mateo has seen them. And parts of Redwood City have seen them as well. But I think that the first thing to kind of examine when you're looking at 2007 and wonder where this thing's going for 2008 is the fact that, you know, San Carlos, as a starting point, is not immune from a housing downturn. That's one thing we have to be very clear about up front. I mean, it's simple economics. At a certain point, San Carlos market will most likely go down. I don't think it's anywhere in the near future for a variety of reasons, and go into that a little bit later. But the first thing to look at is our last housing downturn, a substantial housing downturn, was in the early 90s, when it was real difficult to get rid of a piece of property here in San Carlos, and really for the most part the whole peninsula. And you look at, well, what's different about us now that was not the same way in 91, and that's a loaded question as well. Number one is Silicon Valley wasn't nearly as developed as it is right now. We're better insulated on the top and the bottom. The top would be capped by a lot of the biotech and the financials in San Francisco. Obviously, the biotech would be entirely new. Only a few spot buildings up top in 91 for Intipa Biotech. Now it's loaded from South San Francisco south. And Silicon Valley wasn't nearly what it was today. And Silicon Valley really, a lot of people think it kicked off with Hewlett-Packard, but really the kickoff for Silicon Valley was really the Netscape IPO, 96, 97. That's really what started the valley and the massive growth. So both of those, the top with the biotech and the financials in the south of Silicon Valley have hemorrhaged the housing on the peninsula. And obviously the closer you get to the center of the peninsula, the more the hemorrhaging continues. And frankly, we just do not have one more parcel of land to build on unless you are to buy a pre-existing building and knock it down. And so once people get to the mid-peninsula, they start looking for the most desirable and yet somewhat affordable towns. And Burlingame and parts of San Mateo, are extremely nice. Frankly, Burlingame is a totally different price range than San Carlos, and especially for a lot of people relocating to Silicon Valley or the biotechs up in South San Francisco, find San Carlos more attractive. In 91, San Carlos wasn't nearly the family-friendly town that it is today. And you can look at the census numbers. You can also look at, in terms of our restaurants downtown, it just wasn't, would not resemble the San Carlos of 2007. And the word's kind of out on San Carlos. People, I used this example in an earlier podcast, but we had REMAX had a listing over on White Oak Way a few months ago, and 11 offers, and not one of them from a San Carlos agent. And that's pretty telling, because you can see how many people from other parts of the Bay Area and maybe down in Silicon Valley and up north a little bit trying to move specifically to San Carlos, and most of it's on reputation. If you live in San Carlos, you most likely didn't move here by accident, and you had it word of mouth from somebody, or you've lived here a very long time and didn't want to leave. And so that reputation you can only keep bottled up for so long before others start finding out about it, and the secret is out on San Carlos. It's also one of the only cities that, A, has a walkable downtown, and you're not going to go wrong. All the elementary schools place very highly. Can't say the same thing in San Mateo. While they do have two very good ones, they also have some others in the cities that do not rank as high. And again, Burlingame has that, except Burlingame housing prices are substantially above ours. And you cannot say the same thing about the schooling system in certainly in Redwood City, which has two decent school systems, being Roy Cloud and Clifford. And actually, a part of San Carlos over in the Elder Manor area does go to Clifford, which scored, I believe, an 800 on the most recent APIs. But Heather, Arundel, and White Oaks and Breton Acres are all ranks as ranking as 9 and 10s on the APIs, and that's one reason that has made San Carlos over time so much more attractive. So the point is, we're better insulated just by job growth in Silicon Valley and South San Francisco. The middle of the peninsula is hemorrhaging. We have outstanding schools. We're very family friendly. Somebody seems to always know somebody that lives in San Carlos that loves it. It's become a huge attraction, and I think that is the number one reason that you have seen San Carlos do so incredibly well. And probably the last factor I'd add in there is our inventory has been extremely low. And you may have read the article on the blog posted about a week ago where buyers are incredibly frustrated in San Carlos, and that's not by accident. I think you had a lot that were sitting on the sidelines come August when the mortgage news came down and thought they were going to get some good deals in October and November, and it just never happened. Actually, our November to December time frame, we actually sold 14 homes in San Carlos, which seasonally for us is normally a pretty slow time, but we had pretty good turnover at that point. And again, with low inventory, the homes that are still sitting now, I won't go into details, but there are some that are tremendously overpriced. And it kind of goes by the saying that I've had for the past 4 months: if you price your home appropriately in San Carlos, it's going to sell. And it's a reason that our days on the market for sold homes is 30 days, and back in November it was 28 days. So if you can not get too crazy with your home price, you're going to do just fine. And in terms of, so 2007, looking forward to 2008, there do not appear to be any signs, I guess I don't see any, of why San Carlos would take any type of downturn in the market. In fact, I only see it accelerating. That being said, I think that there is one dagger that could get the San Carlos housing market, and eventually we'll get it, and that is interest rates. Interest rates start to go up, and it's going to create a problem in the San Carlos market. Again, I think we're a few years away from that. You know, right now we're still looking at a 30-year fix somewhere around 6.5%, which is obviously historically low. And for people that were selling property in San Carlos in 81, 82, talking about interest rates at 18%, you could imagine what that would do to the housing market. But again, I think we're a few years away from that. Obviously, right now, the federal government, at least, is trying to do everything that they can, because of the housing problems all over the rest of the country, to keep interest rates and mortgage rates as low as humanly possible. And I don't see those going up tremendously to any point that's going to make a difference here in San Carlos anytime soon. And I think even when it does get to that point, it'll be yielded somewhat by the fact that the mortgage industry now, which has become big, big business, and the refi, they've become so much more creative on the loan products that they can offer. There's ways to, outside of the 5-1 and the 3-1 arm and the 7-1 arm, they get extremely creative, and it's become, like I said, it's become a big business. And so to find ways for people to meet monthly payments or whatever it may be, I think it'll be somewhat yielded by the mortgage industry's ability to do that in a few years. So keep in mind, interest rates, I think, is the only real cause for concern with the San Carlos housing market. And again, with those probably not going anywhere for the next few years, I don't see any reason to hit the panic button. And I think San Carlos real estate is poised for a good year in 2008. So now that we've kind of rehashed 2007 and examined the mortgage news and taken a look at why San Carlos has been so successful, I think it's pretty easy to say that San Carlos is looking for a very good year in 2008 for single-family residences. Certainly the demand is there, the buyers are there, the interest rates are low, and I think 2008 is going to be a very good year for people both moving into San Carlos and those folks that are deciding to put their home on the market. I think that depending on the weather, probably March and April would probably be the sweet spot this year if you're a seller. I think it's going to take people maybe a month and a half or so to kind of, you know, get shaken loose of the mortgage news, which, by the way, will not end. It will continue to be bleak. But people will see that, you know, homes are readily being taken off the market by buyers that are ready to go, and they'll realize they need to jump in and become a part of it once again. And I think that happened probably in a peak somewhere around in March and April. In terms of the types of homes that are going to be the most popular to sell in San Carlos, I think there's two different things going on in San Carlos. There is the group that's looking to move into San Carlos, in which the target range is anywhere from about $850 to $1.2 million. And then there is the more established people that already live in San Carlos that are looking to make a lateral move and then perhaps to a bigger home or start some new construction. So the homes that are most likely to be hit by the first group, looking to move into San Carlos, the Howard Park area, parts of White Oaks, really the Clearfield Park on the east side of the train station there, and up on Melody. For those folks that are looking to make more of a lateral move and start some construction on bigger land, obviously Melody and the offshoots up there in Beverly Terrace would be very nice, as well as all of them through Devonshire Canyon, which there are a few homes that have come on the market in Devonshire Canyon, which really are need to be completely remodeled or knocked down. And for folks that are looking to make a lateral move and kind of build their home to stay in San Carlos, I think those two areas may do extremely well, especially as we get more the baby boomers looking to either move out of San Carlos or look for a bigger piece of land and maybe build a final dream home. I think that those areas are susceptible to people coming in and making that lateral move there. I think the other things you may want to take a look at are the constants, as I like to call them, in San Carlos. If you're a buyer or a seller hoping to increase the value of your property, or again, if you're a buyer looking to move in and hoping for the San Carlos experience, the one thing you can count on for the next few years, obviously, the schools are going to be excellent. The downtown continues to kind of skyrocket there, especially with all the new restaurants, and we've got a lot of folks that now come to San Carlos from out of town and enjoy walking on Laurel Street there. The other thing I think you can continue to count on is the community environment of San Carlos and all of the local events each year, everything from Art and Wine to Harvest Nights to Hometown Days to all the things that San Carlos has done so well with. And it should do well for sellers and buyers alike. So my final piece of advice for 2008 would be really take your time and interview your realtor. Get a good one. We've got a lot of good ones here in San Carlos. I've been pretty impressed with some of the agents that I've been in deals with, and they do a good job. And especially with San Carlos being such an anomaly, pricing conditions can be tough and a little tricky. The same with you know, buying, if it's a multiple offer situation and where things can get crazy real quick, and certainly where the market's been good, you certainly don't want to overpay. And on the selling side, you want to make sure that you really nail down that list price, and then you come onto the market at the exact right time, because it could be costly if you don't. And that's really where an experienced San Carlos agent will help you out. And best of luck to everybody in 2008, and the podcast will continue to be updated every week, every other week, depending on my schedule. And certainly any questions, feel free to give me a ring or email anytime. Take care.